This is KCast, the Cayman Islands podcast, where we talk about how to get things done in the Cayman Islands. And we've been partnering monthly with UCCI to talk about all the new things they have to offer. And today we're focusing on a student-centered approach. Usually small colleges, you go to class, you leave, but that is such not what my college experience was like. Being involved with groups and clubs and decision making was part of the experience, and I'm very pleased, happy to hear that that's now a part of the UCCI offerings. Guys, let's get into it. Please introduce yourselves.
My name is Philip Bartholomew. I am the Student Representative Council. I'm president of UCCI.
Donette Goddard, Director of Student Life at UCCI.
President and CEO, Dr. Stacey McAfee.
It's good to see you guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
You know, we've been checking in with you guys monthly, and we're already talking about back to school. Classes and getting started soon. Registration's already underway. What's, as people start thinking about UCCI, maybe going back or trying it out for the first time, a lot of things have changed since you've moved in. Tell us some things we can look forward to seeing this year.
Well, since we've been talking with you, Jason, we've been excited to share our vision for a more student-centered institution of higher learning here in the Cayman Islands. And there is no greater excitement of president of a university than to be welcoming students back to school and for the first time onto campus.
Sure.
Maybe graduation tops that, but quite frankly, there's a lot of excitement, right?
No, that'd be a tough call, but what's more fun to see? New faces coming in or ones leaving?
Exactly. Yeah. And so what you're seeing is the vision is really developing hand in hand with our student body. At UCCI, we're focused on building pathways to prosperity.
Okay.
What that means is wherever you are in your life and in your work career, we are building educational offerings to support you. But we know that just the degree program itself is not enough. That's not a student-centered approach. What we need to do is to understand each student that comes to UCCI, what they're looking to accomplish with their goals, and to build a student experience as shaped by student life that will be memorable and will prepare them for the future.
Yeah, I mean, well, because I think when I was in college getting my undergraduate, not that I have a master's, but yeah, the classes and the academics were just part of it. There was a lot more to being in college than just taking the classes. Is that what you mean as far as
Yeah, okay. I think you're going to hear today about the variety of things that are happening that are being built based upon what we're hearing from students that they want their experience to be. So whether it's a better, deeper orientation that prepares them for success in their program, whether it exposes them to the types of co-curricular clubs, experiences that they can take part in, or work-based learning experiences. We're building that out right now, and so new students and current students can really expect to take full advantage of that.
That's fantastic. You wouldn't expect that from a small Caribbean university. That's a very cutting-edge approach.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, that's what we're doing.
And Donette, you are the Director of Student Life. What an awesome job.
I love it. Excellent.
Give me a rundown of like what is... You know, if you had to advertise your job, what would the responsibilities be?
Right now, my job...
What's the mission statement almost for that position?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, put me on the spot, will you? My mission is to ensure that each student that come to UCCI have a wonderful, not only first-year experience, but overall college experience, that we're fulfilling and supporting their... Our UCCI mission and strategic plan, and fulfilling their dreams and ambitions. I think that's really what it's all about.
Right.
Student life is just really there to support students in a holistic, well-rounded way.
Hey, well, what's nice too is, I mean, I'm not sure how big the student body is, but you're really going to get that one-on-one kind of connection,
yes, absolutely,
with the administrators that you wouldn't in a major university,
right?
And I imagine, you know, in addition to your ambitions and goals, but you're also helping them navigate the financial side of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's part of the offerings. Right now, Student Life is made of three sort of units. The Student Life Center, I should say, is made of three units, and that's the academic careers, scholarships and international programs type of offerings and support. We have a holistic health and wellness unit, and of course the SRC, which is the Student Council representative.
Great.
That's what the oversight of student life is right now. It's very, very diverse, but very true to offerings of that will support all of our students in every aspect that we can think of to help them grow, develop, and navigate their way through college. Right. Yeah.
Hey, does your couch? Does your office have a couch in it? I feel like maybe your office would have.
No, it doesn't.
Do they call you Mrs. D?
They call me Miss D. Yes, they do. That's how they call how you do that, but they do.
Right. And university mom is another.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
But you need one though, right? Every office, every department's got the mom in it. You know.
Yeah, it's lots of foot traffic in there. Lots of foot traffic in the university, especially over the last 6 months that Dr. Stacy have been with us. We are rebranding, remodeling the department to be more aligned with the student-centered vision. And the students are extremely excited about this new vision and the offerings and support. We have had students trafficking in and out of student life center that pretty much never been exposed to Student Life Center before.
Right.
So this is very exciting for them.
Sure.
And they are very excited about the offerings. I can say that this would not be possible without the support of the Student Representative Council body.
Well, which is great because we got the president of it.
Yes. I mean, this would not be possible. All of the revitalization and the excitement and the about all the offerings, it wouldn't be—it wouldn't be possible without the SRC body.
President Phillip, let's bring you on here. We save the best for last here. What's it like being the president? Tell me about, because you know it's great. You know, there's always a student government, right? Mm-hmm. But what's nice is that you guys are saying that your whole department, 1/3 of the department, is based on their oversight, which is an input. So what's that like? How are you approaching that?
Well, it's been great so far. We have a tagline really that explains really what you're asking.
Yeah.
So development, involvement, and unity.
Okay.
Right? So student development, not just their academic, but their personal development as well, which Ms. Donnett and Dr. McAfee has been really supportive of. And it's really great for the current and prospective students that are coming in. Involvement, which refers to basically our clubs and societies, sports activities that we are, newly introduced to UCC.
Sure.
And we're trying to improve upon that as we go along. And unity, right, which is bringing everyone together, having a clear vision of the path that we're all going on, which is the success, really.
Now, there's no sports. You guys don't offer sports there. There's no sports teams, right?
Well, ask our student body president.
All right,
about that.
Mr. Press. Because what I was thinking is that, you know, you build that school spirit a lot of times traditionally around the sports teams, right? Everyone puts on the colors. They go out on Saturday and cheer for the team. But where you've got yourself a unique set of challenges where you're kind of doing that through through clubs and other programs. But what are you about? You announcing something major? You want me to get a drum roll for you?
That would be appreciated. So we have been rolling out football, basketball during summer semester, really.
Great.
Which has been great, right? The students have been really involved in that, and they're expecting to have more, such as volleyball and netball.
Great.
And we're trying to get that structured and functioning properly.
So the president comes in, hears what the students are saying, what they'd like, and then, you know, the school, this is going to cost the school money, this is going to cost the school time, but school works, listens to what the students say, and you get it going.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. I mean, that's how the world works.
Well, it's an important part of your college experience. We were just laughing last night that when I was in college, I played flag football.
Right.
I was the quarterback of the flag football team.
Really?
We won the championship. We still talk about it.
Right.
And, you know, since I arrived on campus, I've had students running after me saying, President McAfee, how can we get sports on campus? And it truly is a part of spirit. It's just as the performing arts have transformed people's experience at UCCI as well. So we know that our opportunities to build a rich experience that, to the best of our ability, fulfills what people need and want.
Yeah, right. And Donette, what do you think about that? Were you excited or are you like,
no,
these pesky kids?
No.
Just go to class already.
I would never. I so enjoy them coming to the office and supporting them in any aspect. But I was really excited about the sports being revitalized. We never, now to tell you the truth, we never really had a sports vision, student activities vision like how we have now. And that's attributed to Dr. Stacy's student-centered approach and her approval to just get it going. Let's get going with it because the students are in, appealing for it. So, again, Philip, our president, he's been doing a lot of work. The whole SRC executive has been doing a lot of work. And I just wanted to add, too, that in addition to getting things organized, they've done a lot of work with like the club and societies outlined. We've reached out to faculty and who've been very supportive as well with faculty with supporting us and being sort of faculty co-chairs or leads and to support us internally. And we've aligned ourselves with a lot of external parties, affiliations as well,
right.
Community. I can say that Mr. Alfredo Whitaker from the CIFA Association has been very supportive. Coach Voot.
Oh, sure.
He has been extremely excited about coming into UCCI to support us.
Yeah.
And we're currently speaking with Mr. Anglin as well.
Great.
About how we can align ourselves. We have a lot of great ambitions around sports, not just only internally activities, but a much larger event.
Yeah.
And participation in leagues and that sort of thing. So it's really going to elevate the student spirit and activities.
Mr. President's dying to get a word in here.
Yes, he is.
He's agreeing with everything you say. So how do you do that, man? I mean, because you're taking, you're a full-time student, right?
Yeah.
And how many, this is real close. And how many, you know, how many credit hours, how many classes are you taking?
So I normally take like 3 to 5 classes.
3 to 5 classes a semester. So you're a busy kid.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, you're spending a lot of time working with the student council. I mean, what's that day like for you? I mean, how old are you?
I'm in my early 20s.
Okay. So late starter, did you go back to school?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you took some time off. Was it hard to get back in the mode of going to school?
Not exactly, no.
Okay.
No.
What brought you back?
What brought me back?
What brought you back, not just brought you back to school, but what made you want to get so involved in running the student government, being such a visible face at UCCI? What was that? Was there something in you just missing?
Not exactly about personally missing.
Yeah.
It was more like needing to promote involvement within the student body.
Okay.
And getting them engaged, right?
Okay.
Improving upon what my predecessors have left behind, really, which has been very exciting for me. It has been very developing. So it's not just developing other students, but myself as well, and those on the SRC executive team and committees.
Sure.
Under us, who have been very supportive with where we're going, direction of which we're going.
That's great. So you come back to kids. Yeah, everyone's got that natural sparkle of leadership in them. And there you go. You know, he comes back. He's like, you know what? I think I could help get everybody kind of unified.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fantastic that this student-centered approach really helps nurture and facilitate that.
Well, and I think the thing that I love, I have an opportunity to meet with Philip and other members of the SRC fairly regularly to give me a pulse on what's happening. And he brings a spirit, I think, hopefully as his predecessor did, who I had a little bit of time with, which is we're planting seeds today that will benefit others after we've left. We know that we will enjoy things here, but in the end, we're building for the future. We believe this institution is an important cultural and social landmark here in the Cayman Islands. So,
You've done fantastic work. I mean, I can every time I get a chance to speak, I'm always dazzled at all of the new expansions and offerings and new things coming. This is the year to come back. Registration's already underway, and you were saying that while there is no deadline for registration as yet, the good classes are filling up fast. If you're looking for that Spanish 101, you may need to hustle in. Is that right? So give me some details about how to get, you know, for listening to this, we want to get back involved. What's the first step? As far as maybe getting registered or getting back in?
Well, definitely give us a call. Come by the office. We'll be happy to support and guide you through the, I would say, our onboarding process, our admissions and registration process. We want to talk to you about where you see yourselves, how we can support you from a career pathway standpoint, making sure it's a true student-centered and holistic approach. Not just come and get your paperwork, but let's talk, let's meet, let's talk about where you see yourself, what you want to do, how we can support you. So that's the first step. Just give us a call. We'll reach out to you. And we're already being very proactive with reaching out to persons as well that have indicated. So we have targeted groups, and we'll be calling a lot of persons, our individuals, trying to get them on board early registration. To avoid the rush. That's another thing that we're trying not to have, a combogulated sort of last day.
Scrabble word right there.
Yeah. Big, confusing day at the hall, which a lot of people don't like. It takes time out of a day. It's like a full day of registration. So if you can beat that, that would be great. Yeah. Let's get that going. Let's get that process early. Mm-hmm. We are closed next week. For school closure, but we will be still reaching out to everyone, and we're still available.
Still answering emails, of course. You can probably What's the website? UCCI.edu.ky?
Yes.
Got it. Mr. A, I think it's fantastic, you know, because a lot of times you think about community college. Whilst where I'm from, we had a very large one. There were smaller ones, but it was just to drive to class and leave. Take your midterm, drive to class, and leave.
Right.
Where now we're really offering a college experience.
Which is important.
It's important. And I'll tell you this, too. I've spoken with four of the six contestants from the Miss Cayman Islands pageant.
Yes.
All UCCI.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. We're very excited about that.
One of them's like a research scientist.
You get extra points for attractiveness.
I was impressed. They all went on to double, triple majors, master's degrees.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
I was just talking to Philip about that yesterday. In the past, we had a Mr. and Mrs. UCCI pageantry, and we were talking about reviving that, and I was saying, well, we need a call on all those Miss Cayman contestants because they're current students or were current students, and they're into the beauty pageantry world. So
It just really helps build the community.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and Jason, I think at the end of the day, you and I have talked about this before. What college does for you is helps you to find yourself.
Sure.
And so the confidence and the ability to go on and be beautiful inside and out with the spirit of giving back to your community and knowing what it is that you want to do in the world. That's really what college is meant to do. Right. And we aim to make sure we give people every opportunity to do that at UCCI.
True. It's so, when I think back in my college, it was so much more than just the grades.
Right.
It was the experiences.
Yes.
It was the new approach at thinking.
Yes.
It was the involvement in the workplace and seeing how that operates.
Right.
It was the connections that you make.
Right.
And the discovering, like you said, who you are and really kind of honing in on who you want to be.
Right. And at every point in your life, because I don't want to forget those that are going back to school.
Sure.
You know, as an adult, a working adult, for me, that happened many times over. So each time that you remember, right, what is it that I love doing? Where am I headed with that? Where can I make the biggest difference? Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that education is meeting people with the needs that they have at any given time.
Yeah,
so,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Mr. President, any closing remarks for us as you speak to your constituency? any words of wisdom as you embark on fall 2019?
Yeah, get involved, right?
Perfect.
Do something more than just schoolwork, you know? Sure.
I think that's exactly when I went, what do they call, what's the beginning of the beginning thing called? When I started college, like the first day, It wasn't
orientation.
No, there was like a big thing and they passed the candles and stuff. I forget what it had, a fancy name. But that is exactly, the student president got up and said, my only advice is get involved.
Yes.
He's like, the more you're involved, the more you'll enjoy this.
Right.
And he was exactly right.
No regrets. Do it.
Mr. President, nice to meet you. Miss Donette, Miss D, thank you very much.
Yes. Nice to meet you too.
What's your email address? Best way people can hold you directly.
dgoddard@ucci.edu.ky.
And how's the office? Is it, have the renovations finished now? Are you all sorted out?
we're still working on things, but we're filling our days with important things and having a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. Dr. McAfee, good to see you. Thank you again.
Thank you,
Thanks for coming in, guys. Okay?
Thank you. Right.